Record shipments to Mexico fueled another strong month for U.S. pork exports in October, but U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said U.S. pork gained momentum in a diverse range of markets.
We had a very good month, about 245,000 tons exported on pork globally. It's up about 3% off of a very big number last year, led by Mexico, about 101,000 metric tons, which is growth of almost 20%. But it's not limited to only Mexico. Central America is up about 35%, in the Caribbean as well. So those three regions have been strong for most of the year, and that continues. But looking beyond that, South America had a rebound as well, led by Colombia, the largest month we've had since the summer of last year. Korea was up a bit year on year, as was the Oceania region led by Australia. So yeah, very broad-based growth on pork.
October beef exports were down from the large totals posted last year, but made gains in some key markets.
For beef, still down for the year, but there were some bright spots. And similar to the pork side, Mexico on beef continues to be strong, really hitting on all cylinders, food service, retail, et cetera, in Mexico. 10% growth in Taiwan for October, led by the chilled program business at retail. And Central America, very similar to the pork side. Central America is on a real roll there as well. A very good month in October with growth of 23%. As far as Asia is concerned, as I mentioned, Taiwan is up, but Japan and Korea and China are down. The food service segment continues to lag and lag significantly. One other factor as it relates to Asia is the strong U.S. dollar, especially in Japan. But there have been some steps taken by the Asian governments to strengthen their currencies against the U.S. dollar. Of course, to the extent that some of these local currencies strengthen, that, of course, makes our products more competitive.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.